It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, what's going on, everybody? Brock Hunter.
What's up, man?
Welcome to the podcast. Happy Wednesday. Wait, no, it's Tuesday.
Jeez, man. You excited for the weekend?
Apparently, I'm ready to move this thing forward. Anyway, all right, so apparently there has been a new list of the top 10 causes of death as of 2017.
So basically the top 10 things we should avoid.
We should avoid, that's right. So number one, any idea what number one would be, Hunter?
Number one is going to be car accidents.
Car accidents. Incorrect. That's actually number six. Number one, heart disease.
Oh.
Yeah, odds are one of six that it'll kill you.
It looks like I'm not having steak tonight. Thanks. Appreciate that.
I'm going to be just salads for the rest of my life.
I was excited.
Number two, cancer, one in seven. Lung disease, one in 27. Suicide, number four.
Wow,
isn't
really
that crazy? One in 88 is the number five, opioid overdose.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, that beats out. Oh, you are more likely to die from an opioid overdose than you are from a car accident.
Really?
One in 103. This is the first time ever that opioids have beaten out car accidents, by the way. Falling is number seven at one in 114. Getting shot, one in 285. Hit by a car or other vehicle, one in 556. And motorcycle accident, one in 858.
I'm staying inside today.
Yeah, no joke, right? You ever think about that?
I do all the time, man.
I really hate to think about it, but you know you do. You're driving. Like, I'm not good about wearing my seatbelt, and I know I should be. It should be the first thing I do.
You really should.
That's why it's good. Like in Kiki's new car, it dings at you if you don't buckle up. So I'm much better there. But like all the vehicles I've had, it doesn't ding at you. I'm like, whatever.
You know, you really should. And you know, one thing that really made me wear my seatbelt, I know it's kind of effed up a little bit.
Yeah.
There's a subreddit called Watch People Die.
I don't know how you watch that stuff, man.
But I'm telling you, man, it trains your brain to watch out for these ridiculous drivers out there.
Yeah.
And it makes you wear your seatbelt.
Yeah.
Because once you see a car on the highway roll over six times and the guy get ejected like 40 feet up into the air, I'm going to put my seatbelt on.
See, I would just get ejected and then I would do a superhero landing.
Right.
Like, oh, my God.
Jeez. All right, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
That guy's a superhero.
Right.
So yeah, those are the main things. Falling. I can't believe falling is more than like getting hit by a vehicle.
It's got to have a lot to do with old people.
Yeah. Oh, I bet you. Yeah.
That's got to have a lot to do with the older folks.
Doesn't that suck about getting older? It's like, fall could kill you.
Kill you.
You could just be in a shower, getting a nice scrub on, and all of a sudden you're dead.
You think about death a lot?
I try not to.
Yeah.
I try not to. I think I'm still at an age where I don't think about it. I haven't accepted my mortality yet, but I haven't started thinking about it yet. You know, I don't have, I actually have been thinking about maybe like getting a will put together because, you know, I'm married now. I got a lot of stuff. I got a lot of assets and I don't have any of that stuff lined up. Now, I don't know if Kiki would just automatically get them if I die.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought about that, which is kind of weird to think about, you know.
My parents sat me and my siblings down.
Yeah.
And talking about, hey, pretty soon we're going to all get together and we're going to write out the will. We're going to do that. And it's hard to think about.
It is. You don't want to think about your parents. Like, my folks are in their 60s now, and I hope we got them for a lot longer.
Yeah.
And I hope they have a good high quality of life into their old age and until they pass. But, yeah, it's weird to think about. And then also, too, when you look at all these things, like, you know, I just some
you,
of the.
You know what's weird when I think about it, too, is like, this is kind of effed up too, man. Like when that wife goes on like a 3-day weekend thing with the girls, or like a work trip or something, and she's driving by herself.
Oh, dude, that terrifies me.
Think about it all the time.
All the time, man. Yep.
Like how that'd be terrible.
Yep.
You know, I'm thinking about what life would be like. It's a weird thing to think about, but I think you should think about it.
Yeah.
Because it's good to train your brain. It's inevitable.
Yeah. So you're going to die at some point.
And you know what? It's going to happen to your parents. I think about that a lot, too. And that's one thing that people tend to stay away from thinking about. And you shouldn't, because it's going to happen.
Absolutely. Is it terrible to think about, though, has your brain ever done this? Now, let's say, all right, my lovely wife does pass. Mm-hmm. Not painfully. It's not horrible.
Yeah.
But did you ever think about all the sympathy sex you'd get afterwards?
Oh, yeah. Everybody thinks about that. Come on.
I mean, obviously, I don't want her to pass. No, I want to live a long life. But, you know, if she would and I would be a young widower, I mean,
sympathy sex would come.
It'd be all over the place.
You know what? You're a terrible person. You know that? You're a terrible guy.
I'm sorry. I This is not something I want to have happen.
You know, you just went into the realm of, hey, you know what? You think it, you just don't do it.
Yeah.
You know, all of us think about weird, crazy things.
That's true.
I mean, you can't tell me, you can't sit there and tell me you've never thought, you know, if I were to murder somebody, how would I get away with it?
That's true.
Everybody has thought about that.
There's a name for that. I'm trying to think what the name is.
You're not going to do
it. Intrusive thoughts. That's what it is.
Intrusive thoughts.
Intrusive thoughts. It's an actual thing. That's the name for it. And we all have them. It's just like that. It's like, I remember there's a great subreddit about it.
Yeah.
Because someone posed this question. Do you ever have these crazy thoughts? And someone says, hey, that's actually a thing. It's called intrusive thoughts. And the one example they gave was like, one time I was just standing in a kitchen with my mom and I was holding a knife. And I'm like, what if I just stab my mom right now? I was like, Jesus, God.
You know?
But we all have those intrusive thoughts. Like, what? If
you're not going to do it.
Have you ever been talking to someone and you're like, what if I just kiss this person right now? That's an intrusive
Absolutely.
Thought.
Absolutely.
That's an intrusive thought, which could also be what gets you killed.
Yeah, yeah. It's Bill Burr did a bit on it, too. Yeah. He's like, he's driving down the road. He's like, what if I just turn the wheel just to 2 o'clock right here? You know, I'd be on the national news.
That's an intrusive thought right there.
You know?
All right, good. Now I don't feel as bad. And let me reiterate, I don't want my wife to pass so I can get sympathy sex, but the option would be there. Everybody's thought about it. Now, just to make us feel a little bit better, here's the things that aren't going to kill you.
Okay.
Train accident, you have a 1 in 243,765 chance of dying. Lightning, which I am terrified of.
I wouldn't want to get hit by lightning.
That is 1 in 218,000. Plane crash, 1 in 188,000 and change. Getting attacked by a dog, 1 in 115. And a hornet, bee, or wasp sting, 1 in 46,000.
Wow.
Which, that's actually not that high, or not that low odds, I guess.
Yeah.
I figured you'd be attacked by a dog before you could die from a bee sting.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
All right, so here we go. Yep. Here's a question for you. I'm God.
Yep.
And I give you permission. I'm like, you know what, Brock? You've been a good boy. I'm going to let you choose how you die. What do you choose?
Mine's actually going to be pretty lame. I just want to be at an old age,
yeah,
at home, surrounded by loved ones. And I can say all the stuff I want to say,
yeah,
and then I'll just go peacefully into the light.
Yeah.
Into the light.
Peacefully into the light.
That or underneath my hot 21-year-old wife on our wedding night,
yeah,
just going to town. Just go to town. Like 30 Viagra in my system.
Yeah.
Shit, my heart just poof,
right
out of my chest.
I've had the thoughts, man.
How would you go?
Is this a messed up thought? I think it is kind of a messed up thought.
Okay, how would you go?
Is it messed up that sometimes I think, would it be nice if just like a comet hit the earth and boom, just lights out?
No, actually, I don't think that is, because that is actually, I think, pretty common, because then you're not, the fear of dying is also fear of missing out.
Yeah.
You know, life is awesome,
yeah,
for the most part. Yeah, we have our ups and downs.
Yeah, I'm going to miss out if a comet hits
here. But, no, if it wipes out the entire population, this is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's gone.
See, what's nice about that is you don't have to worry about your family grieving.
Yep.
You know, you're not grieving over somebody else.
Yep.
I mean, we're all in on it.
We're dead.
You know, let's all get together.
We're all dead. Yeah.
You know?
I think that's actually probably a pretty common one.
Yeah.
Because you die and then you're missing out on stuff. You're missing out on loved ones and all that, mm-hmm, and fun stuff, like you mentioned. But yeah, if everyone's dead, you're not missing out.
Yeah.
That's all right. Take me. Well, this has been depressing. Glad we could pick everyone up on a Tuesday.
Yeah, you know.
All right. Well, let's wrap things up here. Be careful out there. Don't go dying on me.
Right. Don't you go dying on me now.
Don't forget to explore more on the website. What?
That's funny, man.
Don't you go dying.
I got robbed by a sweet old lady on a motorized cart.
Make sure you explore more on the website, WIRX.com. We got a lot of great stuff on here. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 107.1, mm-hmm, on your FM dial.
Absolutely, man.
All right. We'll see you guys next time.
Don't die on us.